Try to do this letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number, scholarly letter. This is letter number. I'm trying to get the number here.
I can't see it. It's usually on the screen. It's not there.
5720. Letter number 5720. This is actually a very scholarly letter. Baruch Hashem dated the 9th of Elul Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to Harav HaGoyen, with the titles over here, Rav Polim, Moreno Menashe Sheyichya. His name was Menashe Sheyichya Klein. He calls himself Menashe HaKotten. Klein in Yiddish means small. So he took it over into the Hebrew as Menashe Sheyichya HaKotten. Anyways, he, in this particular case, he was editing an old publication known as the Baal Halachas Gedolos. And he wrote to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, "I was very pleasant to find out about your efforts in publishing the Sefer of one of the earlier Rishonim, the Halachas Gedolos." And he writes a very commentary on that. He's reprinting the book, and he's giving a very a full, all-encompassing commentary. And blessed Hashem has privileged him and succeeded him that very soon this book, the Sefer, is going to be published, printed. So the Rebbe says, "I'm very happy of what you accomplished." And the Rebbe says, Yehirotzin, he prays for him that he should have plentiful, so that he should increase force in Torah, to insight and the force in Torah. And the Rebbe uses in Torah itself big things and small things. I mean, remember, we're talking about a book called Halachas Gedolos, the big halachas. There is also Halachas Ketanes, the small halachas. So the Rebbe uses a play on the words. He say there is the Torah in general, there is the big things, and there is the small things. And because we say Halachas Gedolos, that's the name of the big halachas, means that there is also Ketanes. If there is big, there must be small. So, but the Rebbe is blessing him, he should have strength in Torah, in the big and the small. And the Rebbe references from the Gemara, over there it says, Dover Godel, the Dover Cotton. Over there it references, what is a small item and a big item and a small item, as explained in the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara over there, the Gemara says that a davar godel refers to the Maisa Merkava, the hidden things of esoteric part of Torah, and davar katan is the Havayis Dabaya V'Rava, meaning the revealed part of Torah. So the Rebbe says both to force in, is wishing him with strength and force in both areas of Torah, which the Rebbe calls the Gufei Torah v'Nishmos Deraisa, the bodies of Torah and the soul of Torah, because the esoteric, the Maisa Merkava, those are all the soul of Torah, that's the Pnimius HaTorah. Then you have the body of Torah, as the language and as explaining of the Zohar Chelgimu, which is Torah Tmima. It's a whole Torah, the body and the soul. It's all one Torah. So basically, the Rebbe is wishing him Hatzlacha, blessing and success in his studies and his Torah. And the Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessing for Ksuvach Sematoyva. Now the Rebbe says, he asked the Rebbe for a haskama, for approbation, an approval. And the Rebbe says that it's known that this has not been the custom. The Rebbe writes in several people who asked him to give the Rebbe's approval for their book. This is not in the tradition in the house of the Rebbe to do that. And the Rebbe says, I ask you forgiveness. We don't do this. However, the Rebbe says to show the preciousness of this matter, that the words of the earlier ones, that we are counting on them, it's their words that we live by. I am bringing here several notes on the sheet that was printed, and the Rebbe is going to make a few notes in the beginning of this sefer that you left by the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is making him several notes that he's putting down on the first sheet. By the way, so what he did was, when he printed his book, he put the Rebbe's notes that the Rebbe wrote him in it. The Rebbe's writing as follows. Now, again, he explained the words of the Baal Halachas Gedolus. He was the author of this work that he was publishing. And this is the statement, just so we understand what the discussion here is. He says like this. He says that in the Halachas Gedolus, he says like this: a Jewish man who wishes to marry a woman, first he has to give her kiddushin, he has to betroth her first, and then you have to make the blessing, which is called the Birchas Erusin. That's the first blessing we do by the Chuppah. Asher Asar Lono Esarus V'Yitir Lono. That's the blessing for the engagement. That's called the Birchas Erusin. And then you give the Kesuba. Now, that's what he says over there. Now, we also know by us what happens after you give the kesuba. You make the seven blessings, the Sheva Brachas. Those are known as Birchas Chasanim. The first is the Birchas Erusin. And then you do, but there is no mention over here in the Halachas Gedolus, which will be some of the topics that the Rebbe will discuss with him. There's no mention over here about Birchas Chasanim, about the Sheva Brachas. And then he quotes from the Gemara, the Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Lihuna. Rab Nachman said that Huna told me that Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Menayin Lebichas Chasonim Ba'asura. Where do we know the law that the bracha of Sheva Brachas, the Birchas Chasonim, that you need a minion? Schneer, can you plug in this for me? It says, how do we know, Rav Nachman says that Huna told him that we learned the Braisa, how do we know that when you Birchas Chasanim, the bracha of the Chasan, which is the Sheva brachas, or those brachas that you need a minyan. So it says, Shenemar, because the verse says, by the marriage, describes the marriage of Boaz and Ruth, in the book of Ruth. So it says that Boaz took 10 men from the elders of the city. So you see, there was the number 10. This is all quoting what he writes in his book, not from the Rebbe. We're quoting here, he quotes in his book, that he's explaining the Baal Halachas Gedolus. So this is some part of the Halachas Gedolus says. And Rabbi Bo, another rabbi, gives a different verse to know that we need a minyan, because it says, "B'makheilos Baruch Lelikim in a community. Akol. Akol means 10 people. So when you bless Hashem, you need 10 people. He quotes a different pasuk, not from Ruth, but from the pasuk b'makelus baruch shalchem from Tilim. Hashem imkor Yisrael. Hashem from the source of Israel. He quotes this pasuk. So anyway, that was the statement I just read. We'll clarify what the Baal Halachas Gedolos said. So he, the rabbi, this Rabbi Menashe Klein, Menashe HaKotten.
Yeah.
So he went and he made a note over here. He says, he starts off this sentence, a Jewish man, Bar Yisrael. I mean, we're talking about over here, what's the order of a marriage, the way you do the blessings, you give the kasuba. So why does he start? So in the very first section of this Mishnah Halacha, that's his commentary on the Bahag, he says, he comments, why does he start off saying a Jewish man? Well, a marriage is both between the man and the woman, and it's not only an order for the man, it's something which is a marriage. It should almost seem like it should say this needs to take place as a marriage, not a Jewish man who wishes to do so and so. So he explains the reason why he starts with the word man, he starts with the man, Bar Yisrael, meaning a Jewish man, Bar Yisrael, and he says that he wishes to, he makes the brachas so he needs to make the kiddushin first. So he explains it that this is like the lashon of the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Kiddushin, in this tractate which talks about betrothal, it starts with the words Ha'ish Mekadesh. That's the second chapter, because by the Torah law, it's the man that does the kiddushin. He betrothed the woman. The second chapter of the tractate of kiddushin begins with the words Ha'ish Mekadesh. The man is the one that betroths, because that's actually the language of the verse. Because the verse says Ki yikach ish isha, when a man takes a woman. It doesn't say when a man and a woman get married. They don't take each other. The man is the one that does the taking, and he betroths, he acquires, the woman becomes his wife. So the act of acquiring is done by the man. And the Rebbe also references the language of the Rambam in the beginning of the Laws of Ishus. So, in that case, the Rebbe makes the note here, we do have the very first chapter in the Tractate of Kiddushin. That begins with the other way. Over there it talks about the woman. It says a woman can be acquired. So how come we're talking about how you acquire the woman, the acquisition of the woman to become your wife? We're not talking about the man acquiring, but we're talking about how a woman can be acquired. Why over there? That the Gemara explains over there why it uses that language. But the correct and the right way to use is a Jewish, is the man. And especially, the Rebbe says, in this context of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, because he continues to say, a man who wants to betroth the woman, he has to make the bracha, he has to do this, he has to... So, it says, Miboyi lei likedusha, he needs to betroth her. So therefore, the proper fitting is to start with the man, Bar Yisrael, a Jewish man, because it's the actions that is done by the man. Everything there, he needs to betroth her, he needs to make the bracha, he needs to give her the ksuba. These are all actions of the man. That's why he begins with Bar Yisrael. The Rebbe also references a saying of our sages, which is brought down in Rashi, Shmuel Aleph, Perikho Pasuk Lamed. So, the Rebbe actually says, so I guess this is probably, I have to look in, this may be part of the wording of this rabbi, but now the Rebbe says, this looks like it's the Rebbe's commentary now, that one needs to really find out, is this really the style of the Baal Halachos Gedolos? Is that really what he said over there? He says, is this really the language? You know, he explained it, yeah, the meaning, but the Rebbe says, is this really the style of the Halachos Gedolos? Who uses language Bar Yisrael, a Jewish man that wants to. So the obvious question is, if that's all what he's saying, it seems to be too obvious that you go through this is the process of a marriage. Why is he saying that? He brings down later on. They bring down from another of the earlier, from the Erz Zeruah, over there it says, Man de boy, a person who wants to, not Bar Yisrael, a Jewish man. Man, the one. But the Rebbe says maybe he uses the word Yisrael because the end of it, he ends up this statement by bringing down Mimkoir, the Pasuk of from Tehillim, B'makelim Baruch Hashem, Hashem Mimkoir Yisrael. So that's why he uses the word Bar Yisrael. It's a little bit an uncommon language. You're not going to say, oh, a Jewish person who wants to betroth. Of course, we're talking about Jewish people. We're talking about halacha. What are we going to say? We're not talking about anybody else. Why would he say a Jewish person? Seems a little bit... But the Rebbe says perhaps because at the end of the verse he brings down the word Yisrael. Maybe that's why he uses that also. I mean, when the Rebbe says that it's obvious, he means to say we're talking about Jewish people over here. Not like I said before that no, he has to tell you the way the works that you, the Kiddushin, everything the way it works. But why would he have to say, that's what the Rebbe is noting, why would he just say a Jewish man? I mean, it's all talking about Jewish people. We don't say, you're not going to say, oh, a Jewish man has to put on the tefillin. It's all Jewish men, that's what we're talking about. A non-Jewish man isn't studying the Torah, isn't looking to. So, it seems like, now, the further insight in the Baal Halachos Gedolos, he says that he has to give her the kesuba. So the way we do it today, first you do the Birchas Erusin by the Chuppah, then you do the kesuba, and then you do the Sheva Brachas, called Birchas Chasanim. So what is the exact time, at what point you give the kesuba, there are various different opinions about that. And the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, and to Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra, and there are different places. But either way, the Rebbe says what's a little surprising, that there's no mention in the Baal Halachos Gedolos about the blessing of Chasanim, about the Sheva Brachas. Is it after you give the Kasuba or beforehand? There is no mention anything about the Birchas Chasanim. I keep on calling it Sheva Brachas because we have seven brachas the way we say it, but it's called the blessing of the Chasanim. And the Rebbe said to me, this has been sort of skipped. The one who quoted, he just missed out this piece. The one who quoted it and printed it, it's an obvious mistake that he left out this piece. This is obvious. And the Rebbe quotes from the She'iltes in Chayisoret HaZayin, a very similar language to what the Baal Halachos Gedolos says. Man de boy lemintzov itzo, one who wants to marry a woman, mizboyle likidusha bereisha. It's very, like he says, needs to betroth her first. Ubruchi birchas edesin ba'asora, and to make the blessing of edesin with 10 people there present. And then it says, Ubirchas Chasan, he adds specifically also and the blessing of the Chasanim by 10. And then it says, Umimsa lo Ksuba, and then to give it the Ksuba. So it is very clear, A, he mentions Ubirchas Chasanim, and he also tells you that you say this before you give the Ksuba. So the Rebbe says, Vator derech zeh, Tzorich liyuskan, that's the way it should be written. These words, Ubirchas Chasanim Basore, these way Ubirchasaruzim, is missing in the quoting, the one who quoted the Baal Halachos Gedolos. This is the way it should be. And the Rebbe says, now we understand also the continuation. He brings down the Omar Rab Nachman Minayin Lebirchas Chasanim. He never mentioned that Birchas Chasanim has to be Basor. We didn't even mention it. So how all of a sudden does the Baal Halachos Gedolos jump over and he says, Amram Nachman, I'm Birchas Basor. We didn't even talk about Birchas Chasanim before. So, and we didn't talk about Asorah. So how does it, now that we're fitting in those words, now the whole continuation flows. And the Rebbe brings down the Emek Shaila, a commentary on the She'iltes. He fixes the language, and he adds in the Bahag, over here, the word Ba'asora. In order to make sense, Minayin Ba'asora, he adds after the words Birchus Erisin. So he adds to the language of the Bahag, the way we have it, the Halachos Gedolos, Ubrucha Birchas Erusin, he adds the word Ba'asora. And then, now we can understand why he continues to talk about how do we know about the 10. So, he says, and he explains the Emek Shaila explains that what the Baal Halachos Gedolos wants to bring a proof from Birchas Chasanim, and the Rebbe puts it in the parentheses, he hasn't talked about it, so this doesn't really fit if we don't add that into the Halachos Gedolos, and the Rebbe suggests to use the explanation Emek Shalos, that he's trying to tell us, just like by Birchas Chasanim, which he wasn't talking about. You need 10, and he wants to prove that also the Birchas Edison, that you need 10, that's what he's bringing the proof after saying you need 10 for Birchas Eidesin, from Birchas Chasanim. So besides the fact the Rebbe said this, the Baal Halachos Gedolos should have explained that, but still, why did he leave out the whole Birchas Chasanim? He should have said about Birchas Chasanim. So the Rebbe is pretty sure or pretty clear, confident that you have to add the words of Birchas Chasanim, and we have to add Ba'asora, and then everything fits in very smoothly. The next piece over there also, it's in the Gemara. He quotes here what he told him, Huna said. Rav Nachman said that Omar Li Huna. So he says that in the Gemara it says Omar Li Huna Bar Nosn, Huna the son of Nosn. In the quoting of the Baal Halachos Gedolos from the Gemara, it doesn't say Bar Nosn. And he also says in the Sheiltos, also doesn't have the Bar Nosan. So the Emek Shaila explained that we must say that the words of Bar Nosan in the Shas is a mistake. Even though in the Gemara it says Huna Bar Nosan, he says it's a mistake. It was just Huna, because Huna Bar Nosan, he became the leader, king after Rab Ashi. Rab Ashi was born when Rava, who was the buddy of Rab Nachman. So Rab Nachman could not quote Omer Li Huna Bar Nosan. It wasn't even at the same time, around the same time. Because since Huna Bar Nosan was leader after Rabbi Ashi, and Rabbi Ashi was born when Rava died, which was the friend of Rab Nachman, so it doesn't really fit that Huna Bar Nosan should be there. And the Rebbe says that already in the Sefer HaDoiris, Mareches Rab Huna Bar Nosan, he says, we find that Rabbi Huna Bar Nosan asked a question to Rava. So, how does he ask a question of Rava when he became the leader after Rabbi Ashi, who was born when Rava died? Also, and the Rebbe says, he says over there, maybe he was very old. Maybe there were two. But the Rebbe brings down in Rashi, in the Dorim, over there it just says Rav Huna, doesn't say Bar Nosan. The Rebbe, we have to look in the various different. That's the question. And finally, the Rebbe makes a note over here that, you know, it says through Chuppah and Kiddushin. So the Rebbe says, that the one who wears a clothing, milsa al bishavi yakira, you know, for the person who wears it, it's precious, it's very treasured. The Rebbe says, I'm going to tell you now something which is very precious to me. Because the bracha we say, chupa v'kiddushin. He's quoting from the Alter Rebbe. It's precious to the Rebbe because this is words. The Rebbe wears the words of the Alter Rebbe. He says in the book of Torah Oir, he says, how can we say Mekadesh Amo Yisroel and the Chuppah v'Kiddushin? First comes the Kiddushin, then the Chuppah. Because the Chuppah follows the Kiddushin. So he said, the question is, why is the order, why we say Chuppah for Kiddushin? But he says, the Chuppah, the canopy, is a level of surrounding. This is like the idea that God put over them the mountain like a jug before they received the Torah. That is the beginning of the revelation of the Makif. Before Hashem gave them the Torah, first He encompassed them under the mountain. And that's why He needed to say first Chuppah before Kiddushin, so that in order they should get to receiving the Torah, which is Kiddushin, that's the betrothal, comes first through the Makif. And that brought them to the subjugation to say, we will do and we'll listen. And then you can bring down the Hamshachah, the revelation level of Torah. This is the quote of the Alter Rebbe in Torah Eir explaining why Chuppah is mentioned before Kiddushin with regards to the Matan Torah, that they first needed that Chuppah, Kofalem Harki Gidis, before he could give them the Torah. So, I guess this is the points that the Rebbe makes over there on the Sefer. Like I said, this is a little bit above our pay grade. Over the years, this Rebbe Nasha wrote a lot of Sforim, but he had very access to the Rebbe. He used to come around a lot, and he used to consult the Rebbe a lot. He had a great respect for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a lot of attention as well. So that was,